From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. A car bomb targeting a police bus in Istanbul killed 11 people, including 7 officers, and wounded 36 others during the morning rush hour Tuesday. Multiple ambulances were sent to the scene in the central historic district of Veznegiler near Istanbul University in Bayezid Square, a popular tourist destination. After visiting the wounded being treated in Haseki Hospital, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Turkey's fight against terrorists will continue to the end. The blast, which occurred on the second day of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, is the latest of several attacks in Istanbul and Ankara this year. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the bombing. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Washington and Beijing will enforce sanctions against North Korea for its recent nuclear weapons and ballistic missile program.
Neither one of our nations will accept North Korea as a nuclear weapons state, and we are both determined to fully enforce the U.N. Security Council Resolution 2270. So I'm grateful that our Chinese counterparts agreed to have experts from each of our countries come together to coordinate the full and effective implementation of sanctions going forward from now.
China, which is the North's main ally and benefactor, supported the tougher sanctions against the North. Please look at our website at voanews.com, and this reminder that you are listening to VOA News.